live from the List Track Recording Studio. This is Email Marketing Today. Here are your hosts, Ross, Matt, and Brent.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Email Marketing Today. This is our episode 14. In the studio today, we have Ross Kramer. Hey, Ross, how you doing?
I'm great today, Brent.
We also have Brandon Brophy. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, Brent. How's it going?
And Matt is out on the road this week.
Matt's in Texas.
That's right.
Hopefully he's avoiding the swine.
Yeah, we were actually wondering if we're going to quarantine him when he comes back into the office.
That's
just
good.
Just in case.
Put him back into the basement.
But today we got some big news. We had our big List Track 4.5 release today, and we had some pretty major features go live with this release. So we figured we'd take today and we'd talk about some of those big features. One of the big ones is the engagement filters. We've done a lot of talking about your segmentation, and you want to target your audience based on click activity or open activity or read activity. Well, these engagement filters are last open date, last read date, and last click date. So it gives you the ability to easily take that data that we're generating in ListTrack, we're pulling behind the scenes, and use that as a filter to segment your audience.
And, you know, we're really making good on some promises we made at Email Marketing Days, our users conference back in the fall, where there was a lot of talk about engagement and user engagement. And, we sort of introspectively looked at our product and said, doesn't make it super easy. You know, you got to do a lot of exporting and data manipulation. So
that's right.
We set out on a plan in the fall to make sure that we got some code in place to allow some easy engagement segmentation.
Yeah, you could always use dynamic profiling to do do some of the segmentation in the past, but it was a lot of manual work that you had to do, and now it just makes it real easy, built right into the standard List Track profile filter. So, for instance, if you wanted to do a re-engagement campaign, really easy. Filter on if you want to go back a year, those that haven't opened in the past year, and those that haven't opened at all, and use that as a filter, and you can re-engage those people. If they don't react, if there's no action taken, you could segment them off and not send to those contacts with any further messages.
So engagement campaigns, and within engagement campaigns, we're really talking about speaking to your customers differently depending upon how engaged they are with your brand. And, you know, we're really talking about sending different offers, different body copy, different subject lines, and really tailoring the creative differently to try to get some of the people that are kind of sleeping on your list to get them re-engaged. And this new feature gives you a great way to very easily speak differently to that segment that's not engaged.
Yeah, and I would challenge ListTrack users to go beyond even just the segmenting of individual messages and use a dynamic content engine to offer up different offers based on that that contact activity.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So you can, through one template, through one piece of creative, you could pop two different pieces of HTML.
Right. So you might want to give a different coupon to those that have been the most active in the past month, and segment your audience out that way.
Oh, that's perfect. And the next feature that we've got, Brent, is based upon our geo data and really building upon our geo tracking feature, correct?
Yeah, that's right. So now you can actually segment within the profile filter based on country, region, or postal code. So again, that's based on IP address. And what's really cool there is, you know, with our profile filter, you're able to do multiple joins and grouping. So by doing that, you could actually use your contacts geodata first if you wanted to. So you have a form out there on your site and you're collecting country, city, state info. But maybe you've imported some addresses, or you've got some addresses on your list that they didn't fill that information in. What you could use your contact data first and foremost, and then fall back on the geodata that's provided by ListTrack. You know, that's just one option. You could just go off of the ListTrack geodata, and you could target down to the postal code. What's really cool at the postal code level, you can target within up to 50 miles of a specific zip code. So if you have a chain across the country and you want to target 50 mile radius of each one of those chain locations, very easy to do now in the profile filter.
Yeah, and what's even crazier, and one of the even cooler things that you could do, even mashing up with the engagement metrics, is you could do different offers to people based upon their engagement of your list, and then use the geodata to take it even further and target geo-specific offers to different people within engagement. So.
Oh yeah, exactly. And you had a good example of that. I think you might have talked about a while back, but where depending on what part of the country, you have different weather patterns. So you may be advertising, surf equipment out on, in one region, or a snow jacket in another.
Yeah, yeah. And previous to this update, you would have had to export out the geo data, say, into Excel, sort of massage it a little bit and re-import it in as a custom profile field. But now it's available as a contact level profiling field that's available for every contact. So very cool new feature. The radius search is just, stellar. I think it's 10, 20, 30, and 50 miles, Brent. Is that the...
5, 10, 25, and 50,
so,
believe.
But the radius search is really great.
And, yeah, just one thing to note there. Even though we only go up to 50 there for the specific radius, if you wanted to go out further, 100 miles, 200 miles, you could just go out another, out 100 miles, pick a zip code, do a radius within that area, and you could expand as many as you would need on that.
Very cool. Very cool.
And Brandon, I mean, I know, over in the support department, the account managers, you guys have definitely heard a lot of interest for these features. I've seen a lot of requests coming from you guys. So hopefully you're hearing some positive feedback from some of the customers.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's been out today all of 8 hours, and we're already at the point where we've heard multiple calls in saying, hey, this new feature is great. Show me how to use it. I want to get going with it right away. Another one of the new things that you guys put in here, that if you remember from our last podcast, you could practically hear me jumping out of my seat when it was mentioned, is now you can filter on the is empty and
That's
is
right.
not empty.
That's right.
And the idea there being you could easily find out who on your list has anything in a field. So if you have somebody and you want to send it, let's say you want to send out an update your preferences email to people who haven't yet given you their address or first name, whatever, you could segment just to people who don't have one and then say, here, go here, sign up on our sign up form and update your preferences. And that way you're only hitting those who you need to.
Yeah, that's definitely a very important filter. Again, when I was talking about, using your own data and falling back on the geo data, that's how you would actually do that. You'd, have a filter set up there is empty. If the data does not exist for its value, you could fall back on the geo data. So definitely opens up a whole new world for some of the segmentation that you can do through the profile filter.
Absolutely.
Another nice feature for ListTrack users in the contact details for specific contacts. Now you have your bounce history report. So we always had our bounce reports, and you had to, you could look through all of your bounces. But now on the individual contact level, you have all that detail right there. So it's just another kind of nice feature for ListTrack users.
Additionally, Brent, our subject line character limit has been expanded to 1,000 characters.
Yeah, now that doesn't mean go and use 1,000 characters for your subject line. One of the biggest reasons that we did this is we have personalization tags, and our personalization tags are often used in your subject line. And we can get pretty complex with your personalization tags, because you can actually do if-then type of tags. So if you want to actually fall back on, if the value doesn't exist, then fall back on, to not show that tag or show a default. So those personalization tags can get pretty long. So your subject line was kind of, you didn't have many characters to work with it, when you got pretty complex with it. So now it has opened that up. You can, you can really take advantage of the personalization tags there in the subject line. We've also made some improvements for our agency accounts. The agency accounts can now see the invoices of their child accounts. So it's just another kind of nice benefit for the agency admin to have that full view rather than have to kind of manage them separately. It's just another really nice to have there for the admin for the agency.
And for anybody that's listening in that sort of doesn't know what we were just talking about there, ListTrack does allow any you know, business entity, any customer, to white label the solution. So you can replace all of our branding with your branding, and all of the references to ListTrack get replaced with your references. And it's very popular with a number of ad agencies and SEO shops and things like that that are ListTrack customers. And now those agency customers have visibility into their child accounts and the invoices for those child accounts.
Yeah, and even for any ListTrack user that's listening in here, we've also made a change for your invoice. You can change how you want that invoice to be displayed and subtotaled. So you can organize that and change that by send date, by campaign, by list name, or by admin. And by campaign is something that's really been in high demand, because there are many times where you already have built-in organization and grouping by campaign. It just makes sense to carry that through all the way to billing and into the invoice.
Yeah, and you can also choose to receive your invoice via email now.
That's right.
And tell us, don't send me a paper copy. So for those of you listening in, and for all of our customers that want to be environmentally responsible.
Be green.
And make our financial folks smile. You can log into your account settings under the Manage tab and set your invoice settings to just have us send you an email when your invoice is ready at the end of the month.
And there are a number of other smaller updates going live. We added some extensions to our media library, and we made a couple other small changes. For ListTrack users that are listening in, I'd point you to the release notes within the application to get a full breakdown, as well as all the options that we have talked about so far. There's links off to the help system for each option, as well as there's some demo videos, some tutorial videos.
Some very well done, I might add.
Bravo, Brent.
Thank you.
Your product manager, Brent Schroyer. On both of the new filters, the engagement filters and the geo filters, Brent has done two really stellar videos.
Yeah, I really wanted to make sure that our customers had kind of the full tutorial there and saw the power that's really available with these new filters. So I would highly suggest you check out those videos. And, you know, Brandon and our other account managers are always here and available, along with our full support staff. Any questions that you have, you can email support@listtrack.com or call our support number.
One of the other new features I saw you guys had added, which was nice, was under the support and information heading for any of our customers who are working with an account manager on the ListTrack side. You'll now find our contact info in there, as well as the support info, so you can reach us a little bit easier, hopefully.
And I'll add, you know, all of these features have been built upon user requests. You know, these new features are all features that users have brought up. You know, they were things that came out of the user conference this fall. And within the support and information tab, you will find the feature request form, where you can fill that out. Those go directly to Brent. Brent sees each and every one of them. And, you know, it's really, these new features are it's really a community type of thing. So for anybody listening and that has ideas to make ListTrack better, we absolutely want to hear you and want to help get those features baked into the product.
That's right. And we always want to practice what we preach. You know, we're always talking about segmentation and targeting, and we want to, you know, we want to continue to make the application better and easier for our clients to do that.
So Brent, a little insider stuff here. Is this the last 4.0 release that we'll see from ListTrack?
We haven't decided on that yet. We're still trying to figure out if we're going to make the big jump with the ETM system, because that's going to be the next major release. Still looking at July at this point, but yeah, that will be our next big release. Don't know if we're going to make the full jump there on the number or not.
Well, there's sure a large code base that's going to go live with the event triggered system.
That's for sure.
You know, I've been playing along with the development team there and kind of watching that, the reporting structure. I just got a sneak preview of that, which is really great. You can now see how many people are in each wait stage, and you can see the average wait stage and how many people have come into a particular stage and come out of a particular stage. It's looking really good. It's looking really good. And I, you know, I was excited for 4.5, but now, you know, I'm like Brandon, I'm jumping out of my seat because I can see July coming closer.
We're actually going to have probably a small release going live in the very near future. I don't have a specific date for it yet, but there's a couple other things that we are working on. Didn't quite make it for this release. we're looking at being able to print the visual tracking reports, for instance. And that's what I'm hearing from our developers. It's like 99%. So we just got to get over that last little hump, and we're going to be pushing that out here sometime between now and the next release.
I believe the guys at Microsoft, there's some sort of IE instability or something like that that's...
Yeah, it's that darn download this file in IE or something, a little bar that comes up that have some issues with. But,
yeah. So once we have that worked out, speaking of the feature requests, that's definitely one of the features that has been most asked for, is the ability to print that visual tracking, the heat maps and the overlays. So looking forward to that one, as well as some, I don't know, maybe one or two smaller items that might come floating through. And then it's off to ETM come July.
Yeah, that's right. Or a big push. We also just wanted to mention here, again, we talked about this last time, but we have some really exciting webinars coming up here, Building Better Email Campaigns. Stefan Tornquist from Marketing Sherpa. And the first one is on May 6th from 1 to 2. And you can sign up for all three of those webinars out at our website.
And spots are filling up. I think we've got 1,000 licenses on our GoToMeeting, and we're getting close.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing from Megan.
So you definitely want to reserve your spot there, because once we're full, we're full. But that's going to be great. Three-part series. You know, Stefan's going to have some absolutely, you know, fantastic, you know, some fantastic data to present. This is normally something that they would charge for. We've covered the fees on this one for everybody. So. It's going to be really great.
Yeah, and I believe the third part will be talking about triggered messages. And so that's going to be exciting, since that's going to lead right up into our release.
Yeah, right on. As always, follow us on Twitter. We are ListTrack is our Twitter handle. And we're on Facebook as well. So look us up on Facebook and be a part of the community there.
And continue to check out our blog. We're continuing to update there. Carrie has been doing some great posting out to the ListTrack blog.
Right on. Right on.
Well, thanks, everyone, for joining us here today. Thanks, Brandon and Ross.
You bet.
And we'll see you all next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.